Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Disrupt Radio, where we take a look at business and technology innovations that are disrupting current markets. Tune in each Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central on DisruptRadio.com for exciting new episodes, or you can download Disrupt Radio on demand on iTunes. Now, here's your host, Cynthia Nevels.
Happy New Year, everyone. You're listening to Disrupt Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Nevels, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Disrupt Radio this year. If you have a question, you can give us a call at 877-455-6681. Again, that's 877-455-6681. Today's show is brought to you by Rollins Development Group. Register for Texas's Equity Crowdfunding Town Hall happening January 13, 2015 at the Capital One Conference Center in Plano, Texas. Visit DisruptRadio.com to learn more. Remember, our show broadcasts live from 11:30 a.m. to noon Central on blogtalkradio.com. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in each Tuesday. We are back from a two-week holiday, which was much needed, and we really appreciate you guys returning with us and tweeting us and posting to Facebook and staying connected with us. We appreciate our sponsors as well. You can always visit DisruptRadio.com and check out our sponsors and partners. In a recent article published by CNBC, Dallas is cited as being a rising star for tech startups. I think that's great news for the beginning of 2015. Who knew? Technology reporter Katie Thompson wrote, "Dallas is heating up as a hotbed for both tech workers and companies. The city was ranked as the fourth best city to work in tech, according to Smart Assets Report. Those in the tech industry in Dallas make 73% higher wages than the city's average compensation and also account for 4% of Dallas's total workforce." Now, I used to live in Silicon Valley, and I used to work for a company that was acquired by Oracle. This makes me very excited because I miss that buzz and excitement that was going on out in Silicon Valley, and we need it here in Dallas. Dallas has always been a business-friendly city. The city of Dallas has poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into their economic development department to conduct market research to study the market, the region, and the needs of the entrepreneurial community. There were several entities hosting startup classes, business development seminars, and entrepreneurship programs, but the buzz just wasn't there until now. So I got to thinking, as I look at the landscape and what's going on in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I asked myself, what's changed? What happened here? Why is this buzz happening and this excitement happening here in Dallas now, today? My special guest today is Bradley Joyce. I met Bradley at a networking event at 211 Irving. We all know this as Texans know this as the tech mecca in downtown Dallas. Bradley is the founder of LaunchDFW.com and is no stranger to launching successful startups. And I wanted to talk to Bradley to find out what is going on with the startup culture in Dallas. Bradley, welcome to Disrupt Radio. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. So, Bradley, tell me a little bit about the Launch DFW and what is that company all about? What are you guys doing with Launch DFW?
Yeah, so Launch DFW started out basically just as a website, launchdfw.com. I started it back in 2010, and it was really just a way for me to kind of share the stuff I was coming across in the DFW startup scene. Whether that be interesting companies, interesting entrepreneurs, publishing blog posts about financing and fundraising deals that I heard about. And it was just a way for me to start sharing this information to the community. And slowly over time, it's just really grown into being a hub of information about everything that's going on in tech around the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And we're super happy and super privileged to be a component of this thriving ecosystem today. So now we're Launch DFW is really, it really is a media company. So we focus on the website. We curate news about the startup scene. We have an aggregated events calendar where people can find information about the tech and startup-related events that are going on around town. And then we also produce our own events. And really it's just about kind of bringing the startup community together and providing them with the information and resources that they need to get plugged in and just keep up to speed with all the activity that's going on.
So back when you started Launch DFW in 2010, was there the same type of excitement and buzz going on, or was it a little bit more subdued than it is today? What did it feel like when you first began?
Yeah, it was interesting, actually, because for me, I'm actually from the Pacific Northwest. I grew up in the Portland area, and I first came into the DFW area in late 2006. And so as kind of an outsider, when I first got here, it felt like that there really wasn't anything going on. And it was really difficult for me not having an established network to kind of get connected and to figure out what was going on, you know, in the community, if there was a community. You know, at that time I didn't know. And so it kind of took me, over the course of several months, it took me a lot of time to get connected to the right people. My first kind of connection into the startup scene, was through Alexander Muse and his blog at the time, which was TexasStartupBlog.com. And, he's a fairly active entrepreneur here in the Dallas area. And so that was sort of my first connection. And from there, I slowly met a lot of other people and got more connected. And I began to see, like, there actually is a lot of stuff going on. But there were some unique challenges specific, I think, to the Metroplex. That made it difficult for everybody to kind of see what was going on. And a lot of that is due to sort of the sheer amount of geographic area that the Metroplex covers, right? So what I came to discover was that there was actually a lot going on, but it was kind of all siloed in these different pockets of activity. So, there was some stuff happening right in downtown Dallas. There was some stuff happening in Addison. There's some stuff happening in Plano. There's some stuff happening in downtown Fort Worth. But those groups of people and that group of activity weren't really connecting with each other. So I think one of the things where, me being an outsider, I kind of recognized that, and Launch DFW was sort of an initial effort to, provide something that kind of covered all of those different areas at the same time in a single place for some of that information. So, initially it did feel very subdued, like you said. And I think a lot of the reason that's changed now is just that people are a lot more aware of all the stuff that's going on around them.
Yeah, you continue to use the word connecting. I think that is our word for 2015, right? That it is all about connections and finding those opportunities, and it's not so difficult to do that anymore. And I think that's what we call the development of this culture that we're seeing. How would you define the startup culture in Dallas?
The startup culture in Dallas is interesting. I see kind of two sides to the same coin, really. So there's a lot of like really established entrepreneurs. I mean, if you look at Dallas historically, it's always been an entrepreneurial place. It's always been a business-friendly place. It was interesting, actually, I was having a conversation with an SMU professor, and I kind of mentioned how, from my perspective, being somebody who's newer, that there's just so much activity going on now and whatnot. And he kind of told me the story about going all the way back to the very earliest days of Dallas and kind of the entrepreneurial nature. And so I think we see kind of, there's sort of this more established kind of entrepreneurial community, and then there's a lot of newer folks who maybe didn't grow up in Dallas that are doing interesting things now. And so there's kind of this newer, kind of more active community as well. And those two groups are kind of coming together now, which is, again, why you're seeing so much activity today. But, people in Dallas, they're super business-focused. They're driven, and so you're seeing just a lot of innovation across a lot of different sectors, and it's all happening here in Dallas.
Do you think that more of the Dallas entrepreneurs or Dallas-Fort Worth entrepreneurs are more driven because there hasn't been a great deal of activity in this space, or at least it hasn't been talked about a great deal in the media over the last 4 to 5 years? Do you think that people are just simply hungry for being able to express and show what they're capable of doing, or is it because more money is flowing? What's the cause for this change in the determination?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, in my opinion, it's a couple things. Like, people are realizing that, like, hey, you know, compared to other places in the country, you know, mm-hmm. Dallas is in the Metroplex is actually, it's a really great place to live. You know, they have great schools. There's, you know, relatively low cost of living compared to a lot of the other tech hubs. And so people are realizing, like, hey, in Dallas, like, I can actually take a lot of risks that I wouldn't be able to take elsewhere because I'd have to be spending so much money on my rent or on my mortgage or whatever it is. So I think people are starting to recognize that to some extent. And then, you know, in terms of, you know, the excitement and the energy and the buzz, there's a few things that I think affect that. One is that we're finally getting the word out there about what's going on. Like, people are more aware today than ever of all the activity, right? So we have Launch DFW, we have, you know, the Dallas Business Journal just launched Tech Flash, which is a, you know, daily kind of summary of all the tech stuff that's going on in town. And, you know, Dallas Morning News is reporting a lot more on the startup scene. So you're getting a lot of that, a lot more information out there about what's going on. And then the second thing is we're starting to see a little bit of a trend to kind of the startups migrating to the downtown area. And that concentration and that proximity of having so many startups in the same small area is a huge factor, in my opinion. You know, when you can walk down the street to go grab a cup of coffee and you bump into, you know, a fellow entrepreneur, you bump into an investor, and you can have a spontaneous conversation, I think those types of interactions go a really long way in developing a startup community and kind of creating that energy and that drive.
I agree. You and I met at an event downtown, and I recently moved from the suburbs to downtown. Big risk for me as a mom with a daughter to move, but or I shouldn't say risk, challenge. But at the same time, the energy that's here downtown that I have never seen before, and I'm born and raised, grew up here, and have seen all of the changes that Dallas has gone through, and the buzz and the energy that is being experienced right now is inspiring, I think. When you look at other entrepreneurs who are trying to figure out where's the best place for them to be, those who are local, do you think that Dallas or downtown Dallas is the first place that comes to mind, or other geographic locations that they think of first?
I mean, I think it's starting to become a little bit that way. I mean, you know, just in the main kind of downtown corridor, you know, you have the building at Alto 211, you know, self-described tech mecca. You have Tech Wildcatters, Health Wildcatters, you know, Launch DFW, Velocis, Traxo. There's a bunch of tech companies in the same building. Just down the street, you have the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, the Grove, co-working space. In Deep Ellum, you know, you have Common Desk, a lot of startups working out of there. So there, I think, you know, people more and more are starting to think about downtown Dallas as like the place to be for startups. But certainly, you know, in other places around the Metroplex, there, you know, there's hubs. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening up north in Plano and Frisco. And, you know, you have Addison, the Addison Treehouse, and the Collide Village Accelerator. You know, and in downtown Fort Worth, you have Tech Fort Worth and IdeaWorks, which are incubator programs, and a number of startups kind of operating around there. So, you know, I think anywhere you pick to live in the Metroplex, you can find, you know, a localized startup community. And then, you know, with things like Launch DFW trying to connect, you know, across all the different geographic regions, you know, I think it becomes a really vibrant and strong ecosystem.
So what do you think people need? What are some of the needs that they have out there? If you are interested in starting your own business and you're trying to navigate your way, and you go to launchdfw.com or or you attend some of these events, can you pinpoint maybe the top three needs that these individuals have outside of just making that connection?
Yeah, so I think right now in our community, I see a couple fairly large recurring themes that, you know, people talk to me about. The first one is kind of the financing aspect and investment. So, you know, Dallas itself, there's certainly no shortage of money in Dallas. You know, very, very wealthy community, a lot of wealthy individuals. You know, there are some investment funds here in town. But for an early stage technology company, there's it can be difficult to find some of that early stage seed money here in Dallas. You know, talking about, you know, you might be able to go get $25,000 or $50,000, you know, kind of from friends and family, but sort of that next level up, you know, the $100,000 to say $500,000 range, is pretty difficult to do in Dallas without having like a lot of traction in your business already. And so, you know, I've seen a number of times where people with, you know, really solid teams and good ideas who have made a little bit of progress, but they're not able, they don't quite have the business to the point where, you know, they're able to really convince an investor to put some money in. And I think there's a gap in the market here in Dallas specifically in that range. And then the other issue that I see a lot of times is just finding employees and talent kind of at the early stages of a startup. So, you know, I run into a lot of people who, you know, are more business or marketing or sales oriented, and they need to find a kind of a technical co-founder or a technical partner for their business. And just by nature of the Metroplex, you know, we have a lot of very large corporations, you know, here in the area. And so a lot of the technical talent, you know, is kind of used to making a really nice market price salary, you know, benefits and perks of a really large company. And so a lot of times the appeal of a startup to those folks is a little different, and especially, you know, kind of general demographics, like people tend to have families a little bit younger here in the Dallas area, so they have other considerations. And then for the people who are willing to take a lot of risk, invariably they're already kind of working on their own idea. So we see a lot of people struggling, you know, to find the right co-founders and find the right kind of technical matchup to their business or sales expertise. So I think that'll change over time, though, as people kind of who are in this corporate environment kind of see what's going on in the startup space and kind of get the bug and itch to jump into the startup world.
Do you think that any of these challenges that you've mentioned, you know, finding the right talent, those who want to take the risk with the risk takers, the geographic, you know, distance between Dallas, Fort Worth, and then Plano, and then your southern Dallas and so forth, are any of these challenges, and as well as financing, things that could hinder the expansion or growth of this movement or, you know, this energy that's going on in the startup community? Could this dampen what's going on?
So in my opinion, I kind of see them, you know, as a speed bump, right? So, you know, the people who are going to really go after it and be successful, they're going to figure out a way to make it happen no matter what. And I think part of kind of the Dallas drive is, you know, is that way, you know, people, you know, kind of success begets success. And the, you know, the people who are going to be the really strong entrepreneurs who are building the next generation of successful companies, you know, they're not going to let something like, you know, not immediately finding financing or not immediately finding, you know, the right co-founder slow them down. They're going to figure out a way to make it happen. So I view it more as a speed bump, and kind of as the community grows and, you know, as this information starts to spread a lot more freely and easily, and people kind of see what's going on, and, you know, more events and all these things that are kind of coming together, I see that, you know, problem diminishing pretty quickly over time.
Are you finding more corporations are keenly interested in what's going on in the startup community, or are they saying, oh, those youngsters, they don't know what they're doing, we'll just sit back and wait and see? What do you think the corporations and those executives are saying about this startup community?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see a really nice shift towards you know, towards some of these corporations getting more involved with startups at an early stage. You know, so 7-Eleven, I think, is a great example. They now have like a venture capital arm where they're actively invest in early stage startups. And I believe they partnered with one of the tech Wildcatters companies from a couple of years ago that was working on a mobile app in the kind of the lottery space. So companies like that, they're starting to see the value. They're starting to get involved. You know, SoftLayer, which, you know, was a startup in itself here in Dallas that recently sold to IBM, you know, for $2 billion. They've stepped up and started supporting a lot of and sponsoring a lot of the activity in the startup community because they want to, you know, be in front of startups and entrepreneurs and get connected at the early stages. And, you know, you have companies like AT&T and their AT&T Foundry. They host a lot of events and hackathons and things for developers. And so we're starting to see a lot more activity around that. I think that will increase over time, and that's really good for the community. I think one of the really key things, one of the advantages that we have in Dallas is that we do have so many, you know, Fortune 500 headquartered companies headquartered around the Metroplex. It's a really great opportunity for the startup community and those, you know, corporate giants to kind of come together and do really interesting things. And so my hope is that that definitely increases over time, and I think we're starting to see that.
How does Dallas win when the startup community win, in your opinion?
Well, I think, you know, any time you have a robust startup community, you know, the city or cities around that community are going to benefit greatly just by, you know, jobs, having, you know, a lot of economic activity. You know, the more, a lot of, one of the things I think is interesting that you see with a lot of the accelerator programs is that they bring in companies from, you know, outside of Texas, even outside of the U.S., and a lot of those companies are choosing to stay in Dallas because of the community and because of the low cost of living and because of, you know, how beneficial it is to run a business from here. And so I think, you know, we'll continue to see more and more of that. And, you know, that's more jobs for Dallas. It's more economic impact, and that's more interesting things that people are doing here that, you know, that word will spread. So I think definitely Dallas and the Metroplex benefits from all of that.
Do you think that the city of Dallas or the city of Fort Worth or Arlington, are they rolling out the red carpet for companies like yours or the DEC or any of the others because of this potential, you know, economic growth that these startups could bring to their cities? Or are they too waiting to see what happens? How are they getting involved from a municipal standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, so I think Dallas and, you know, and specifically Mayor Rawlings they've been pretty good in comparison to other cities in terms of, you know, trying to get involved. And, you know, I think from a municipal standpoint, you always kind of, you know, the first time this sort of stuff happens, you know, there's always a little bit of hesitation and people wondering if it's going to, you know, work out and be valuable. But, you know, I do believe that the Dallas Entrepreneur Center received a grant from the city of Dallas. And so, you know, the city is starting to support more and more a lot of the entrepreneurial activity that's happening. And I think that's really great. I mean, I wouldn't, as an entrepreneur, I don't think we need to, you know, rely on the government or the city or whatever to, like, make the difference. But I think they can be a very key component, you know, in everything that's going on. And obviously, like we were just talking about, the city is going to benefit from all this activity. So it certainly makes sense for the city to be involved. And, you know, as we have more successes and as those successes kind of get spread through, you know, throughout the country and throughout the world, I think we'll start to see a lot more involvement from the cities.
Very interesting. I did a show on public and private partnerships some time ago, and I think that this is an area that's going to continue to expand and grow simply out of necessity, if nothing else, because of resources. So I'll keep an eye on that. Very interesting. Just really quickly, we have 4 minutes here. If I am a new entrepreneur and I go to your website and I see all of these activities and events that are going on, and I decide I'm going, and what do I do when I get there? What advice would you have for that person who's left corporate America, they've stepped out on their own, they're venturing out with their idea, and now they're trying to figure out, what do I do next? What advice would you give them?
Yeah, I think the single, like, if I could pick one thing that I would tell people, it's like, share your ideas, you know, talk to people. You know, a lot of times people who are kind of just venturing into this world for the first time, they're not really comfortable sharing, you know, their ideas for what they want to work on, or, you know, if they started something, they want to kind of keep it close to the chest and keep it secret. And, you know, people are worried about, you know, people stealing their ideas and that sort of thing. And in my experience, you know, that it's not to say that that doesn't happen, but it's such a small percentage of the time, and you have so much to gain by sharing your idea with people and getting feedback and asking for help. So I would encourage people, you know, if you're new to the community, if you're, you know, if you're just venturing into entrepreneurship or start for the first time, don't be afraid to share your idea with people and get feedback on it and ask people for their opinion and ask people for advice and ask people to point you in the right direction. I think one of the things that I just really love about the Dallas startup community is that, in my experience, everybody's there and willing to help out their fellow entrepreneurs. You know, startups are hard. It's a grind. It's a lot of work. It's an emotional roller coaster. And I think it's important to kind of lean on each other and not be afraid to kind of share and be open about your ideas. And I think you'll get a lot more out of that than kind of, you know, playing everything close to the chest. So that would be my kind of one piece of advice, is just, you know, talk to people, share your idea, and be open.
Very good advice. Let's talk about what you have coming up. You guys have events that are happening over the next few weeks?
Yeah, so the first Tuesday of every month, we have the Dallas New Tech event. So we're actually doing that tonight, and then, you know, it'll be the first Tuesday in February and so on. And that, we give six companies the opportunity to kind of demo their technology and what they're working on to our audience, and then 5 minutes of Q&A. Typically 150-plus people come out to that event. It's food, drinks, networking, all the fun stuff. So that's a really great place to get plugged into the community. We'll also be doing tomorrow, we're co-hosting a happy hour with the Addison Treehouse and at Whole Foods, and some of that money will go to benefit the Treehouse. And then on Thursday, we have another happy hour, the Launch DFW happy hour at Common Desk. So those are all great networking events and opportunities to get connected. And then coming up in March will be the Dallas Startup Week, which is put on by Up Global with a lot of support from here in the community. So that'll be a week-long event, tons of events, tons of speakers, some things going on. So definitely keep checking back on Launch DFW, and we'll have more information on that coming up here pretty quick.
That is fantastic. You guys have a lot of happy hours. Do you have retirement hour for people of my age?
You know, if happy hour is not your thing, I would highly, highly recommend you get out to the open coffee clubs. There are a number of those. Those are early in the morning, 8 a.m., so a lot of people, depending on who you are, can make it or not. But there's a downtown open coffee club. There's one up north. I think it's at Plano-ish area, if I remember correctly, and there's just one in Fort Worth. So Big D open coffee clubs are another great opportunity to meet the community and get connected.
Awesome. That was Big D open coffee club, you said, right?
Yep, correct. And you can find that on meetup.com.
Meetup.com. Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Bradley. It's been a pleasure talking to you about this startup culture that is cultivating here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and really exciting to see the energy that is happening and what's going on. And love your website, and I appreciate you giving me your time today.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Today's show is brought to you by Rollins Development Group. Register for Texas's Equity Crowdfunding Town Hall, happening January 13, 2015 at Capital One Conference Center in Plano, Texas. Visit DisruptRadio.com to learn more. Remember to stay connected with us at Twitter.com @DisruptiveView and Facebook.com at DisruptiveU. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we have a fabulous show. We're talking about food truck wars. Join me next Tuesday at 11:30.